be a bishop is something you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. But an ordination of a bishop, there's many things that happen, but I think two there that kind of show forth the gospel, or sorry, the word of God today. And that is when somebody's ordained a bishop, the book of the Gospels is placed on their back and it's tied around them to remind them that they carry the yoke of the gospel, to bring that word to everyone, to be an example, of course, but to bear that yoke of the gospel to the world. And the other thing, and probably is more visible to us when we see a bishop today, is they carry around the crozier. The crozier is that staff or that stick which represents the Good Shepherd. It is bent over at the very top so that the bishop could be the one who brings the flock back to the fold, like St. Paul is doing in that first reading. And on the other end is a nice little sharp point, which is a way of exhorting or, say poking or prodding the flock along so that they would keep going in the ways of the Lord. The gospel today, we see Jesus in a way as the Good Shepherd, the one who, in this case, is both sort of bringing back, trying to bring the Pharisees instead of back into the fold, and also sort of prodding them along. One thing just to mention about this whole controversy about the Sabbath, because it's something that perhaps we might not see is that all that important. Why are the Jews, especially the Pharisees, why do they get so worked up about the Sabbath? And one of the things to remember, of course, was that the Sabbath was something that was established by God. He created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. Now, when God rests, that doesn't mean he was tired or he was kind of put out, but rather it was a way of showing his creation, what it means to reflect God. So when man rests on the Sabbath, he was really being like God. And that's why it was so important. So when the disciples are going around and they're eating and they're working, or Jesus works miracles on the Sabbath, they get upset because they had made all of these rules and regulations that were to in a way to make sure that people reflected God. One thing that we kind of lose perspective of is that when Sunday comes, it can be another work day. Rather than that, doesn't mean we sit around and do nothing, but it can just be a simple another day of the week in order that we get ready for the more important business of Monday through Saturday. But rather, it is to be a day where we do rest with the Lord, and to rest with the Lord is that we refocus that day on Christ. And that's when Jesus says at the very end, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He is the Son of Man. And so our Sunday for us is reoriented towards the Lord, especially towards Jesus. And it's in this way that on that day what we are said exhorted to do, or that we need to kind of be brought back into, is to look at what in our life needs to be more reflective of Jesus. How can we, in a sense, become more Christian? It's why we gather together in order to celebrate the Eucharist, and then put out into the world in order to bring the light of Christ, to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And that's what the Sabbath should mean, or the Sunday should mean for us. It is centered around Jesus Christ so that we can be transformed to be more like him, to rest with him. And that means, of course, to identify those things in our life where we need to become more Christ-like. So we ask the Lord to help us, especially on this Saturday, this first Saturday, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, to recognize the graces and gifts that God gives us in our life, and also to identify those ways where we can become more Christ-like. So when we celebrate Sunday tomorrow, we are ready to truly rest with the Lord, and then to go forth into the world to be the light, his light and his salt. We ask, too, that the Lord would exhort us and bring us back in those ways that we maybe have sort of wandered away, to prod us along with those areas where we may have too much fear to keep going.